Oshawa has been synonymous with General Motors for at least the past half century. Several generations of families have worked at the plant. In its heyday, the operation employed about 23,000 people. Those numbers have been slowly whittled away as GM downsized and restructured through the years. The latest blow, to end operations in just over a year, will mean the loss of the last 3,000 jobs.
There's people in there bawling their eyes out. I've never seen anything like it.
I got a kid on the way. I just got married and, now I'm looking for a job.
General Motors has been pulling out of Oshawa for 20 years. Doesn't surprise me.
About 1,000 workers packed a meeting hall to hear what the head of their union had to say. Here's Unifor President Jerry Diaz.
And it is a betrayal, and we're not going to accept their decision, not one iota. They are not closing our damn plant without one hell of a fight.
But so far, the union's plan to conduct the fight is short on details. Diaz traveled to Washington to meet with his American counterpart to plan strategy. The economic blow will also land on the city of Oshawa, where many of the auto workers live. The mayor, John Henry, says he was stunned by the news because he believed the plant was doing well.
We had no heads up and didn't think that. We thought with the reinvestment in the plant that things were good. But today, people will change their spending habits throughout Ontario and Oshawa based on the fact of this information. Remembering, parts suppliers are located everywhere, not just here in Oshawa.
Already, at least one parts supplier has announced that it will close when GM shutters the Oshawa plant at the end of next year. Navdeep Bains is the Federal Minister for Science and Innovation.
This is a really big deal in Oshawa. This is having a significant impact on the workers in that community. There's a long-standing proud history in terms of General Motors' presence in Oshawa. And so now to see this plant closed, to the impact that we'll have, is incredibly devastating.
Both Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Ontario Premier Rob Ford say they will do whatever they can to help the workers. Jerry Diaz says it goes much further than Oshawa. He estimates that 7 jobs in other parts of Ontario will be affected for every job lost at GM. And Diaz wants governments to get tough by putting tariffs on GM vehicles coming from Mexico. GM, however, is holding firm, saying the global restructuring will save about $6 billion and allow it to focus on electric and self-driving vehicles. Some experts say the auto industry has been shifting and GM's decision comes as no surprise. They say the signs are there and warn that GM might not be the only automaker to make drastic changes in the near future. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.